dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. 9 o'clock stretch. In progress. Top story, obviously, Milton, 125-mile-an-hour sustained winds. We'll get more into that in a little bit, but I've got special guests in the studio, Tom Brinkman, general manager of Audi Gainesville, and Michael Potipow with the Ronald McDonald House. Gentlemen, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you
good
for having
morning.
Us.
I'm happy you didn't wear the lederhosen this morning. We want to save that for the special event that is coming up. How many years have we been doing this, Tom?
This will be our sixth year.
And Mike, how long have you been involved in the Ronald McDonald House?
I've been involved for over 24 years.
Oh. So
he's no newbie. Yeah.
So you actually brought it to Tom as a fundraiser idea?
Tom and I were out together having dinner, and he came up with this idea, and he said he wanted to do it, but he needed help figuring out a charity to benefit.
Yeah,
a
worthy charity that people, that need support, that the local community can identify, and you knocked it out of the park, and every year, you guys, it gets better and better. This is Oktoberfest, celebrated at Audi Gainesville on Main Street in Gainesville, Saturday, October 26th. What time do you suggest people get there?
So we're going to start at 10 a.m., and it usually winds up going until about 6 p.m.
And I know in previous years, parking is always an issue. Obviously, you got a large lot with inventory on it there. It's not really for, accommodating a bunch of people. How do you deal with that?
I think the best thing is just to Uber in. We do have some parking, and then there's parking on some side streets. But, if we're honest, we're all going to be drinking beer, and it's better just to Uber in and out.
Plus, I think Uber actually is a German word. See, you didn't even think of that, did you?
Perhaps.
I don't drink. I park a block over, and we walk. Literally, it's probably half a block away. There's plenty of parking on the side street right there.
Yep, good point.
Yeah. So, this is coming up Saturday, October 26th, and that's why we give you a heads up, because it just seems like the time of year when everybody's, filling in those dates. It becomes really nice from a weather perspective. You guys do this, inside and outside, and you have the big tent, and every year. Where's your band come from?
We fly them in from Munich, Germany, because we want it to be authentic.
And you also want it to be authentic, and Michael Potipow on the grill.
That's correct.
And the brats that I think, you knock it out of the park with those as well. But apparently Tom's pushing his way in with his own variety of German chickens. Is that what's going on here?
Yes. Tom couldn't let me be with my sausages, so he had to come in and bring these German chickens.
Well, we wanted to provide.
Did they get flown in from Berlin too?
not the birds. No.
Okay.
The birds are local.
Okay. But they are. What do? You spice them up with some German spices? How's that work? What makes them German, I guess, what I'm asking?
So all of the food comes from German butchers, with the exception of the chicken. They come from a local company that provides them to us. But we spice everything just like they do at the Oktoberfest. So I have the spice. The chicken grill came from Germany. And they are, Greg, you had them a couple weeks ago.
They're amazing. I was telling Bob, it's like, it falls off the bone. It is tasty.
Greg would eat shoe leather if it's free, okay? So I don't know that he's exactly going to be a connoisseur.
I have some taste, But they really are amazing.
And Tom, what do you know about Oktoberfest, Mr. Expert?
Well, I lived in Germany for 30 years.
And that's a start.
And so you've only been to two Oktoberfests.
Yes, I was actually there last week, 2 days. So just to make sure that I knew how things were run and we could bring that back this way. So it's all authentic. And this year we have a bigger tent. We have a 100-foot tent out there to keep people out of the sun. And we expect, it's been growing all the time, so I expect we'll have over 400 people cycle through that day. And hopefully our donations to the Ronald McDonald House will be strong again. Last year it was about $25,000, and we've done that consecutively. It just keeps growing.
Well, because it's a great event. It's very, very well done. It's very authentic, and it's for an awesome cause. And Michael, explain to people, I guess, the basics. I think most people know Ronald McDonald House, but not everybody.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald House is a home away from home for families who are going through a medical crisis with their children. We serve the families of Shands. They have such specialized doctors and specialized care for children going through a variety of illnesses, injuries, and you know, as a parent of a child going through that, their choice would be to go back to a hotel by themselves mm-hmm. or come to the new Ronald McDonald House. We just opened our doors last year to the newly remodeled Ronald House. We're serving more families, and they have the support that they need. They get the meals. They get the other families that go through the same thing as a support network. So it's an amazing cause, and, you know, we really look forward to these fundraisers to help us manage these families throughout the year.
With the recent expansion, we thought, well, good, we're going to be able to cover all the families in need, but you still have to turn away some families,
yes.
Don't you?
Yeah, we
Which
sure
is unfortunate.
Do.
All right, they do great work, and this is also an opportunity. People come in and they volunteer to cook and to do other things at the Ronald McDonald House. That's huge.
Yeah, they do family dinners. Every night they try to have a company or a group of families or church come in and serve our families dinner. The families come back from the hospital and they have a warm meal to eat.
Waiting for them.
And that is a great thing. And we always need more folks volunteering to do that.
Well, you know, the parents are going through a lot. They've got a lot on their mind. And when it comes to preparing a meal and all that, some of them aren't hungry because they're sick over their child, frankly. But if you make it that available to them and stuff like that, you're taking care of the caregivers themselves because, you know, they're the ones that ultimately are going to be looking in on the kids, not just when they're stuck in the hospital, but when they take them home. So got to keep those people strong and well, too. Got to treat the whole family.
That's right.
The whole unit. All right. So this is a great event. This is where we raise money for an excellent cause. By the way, we are the official radio sponsor of the Ronald McDonald House.
That's
and
a
proud
wonderful
of
thing.
It.
Thank you.
Proud of it. So Oktoberfest is going on Saturday, October 26th, authentic Oompa band coming all the way from Berlin, Audi,
Munich.
Gainesville.
Yep. Munich. They're coming from Munich.
What? Did I say Berlin again?
You did.
I don't know why I have Berlin on the brain. Because I saw the Reagan movie, and, you know, then soon after that, the wall came down and all that good stuff happening. So anyway, Audi, Gainesville on Main Street, and that is going to be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, October 26th. What else do you guys, did I miss anything? What else would you like to add?
Oh, just bring some good spirits. I hope everybody gets through the new storm good so that we can get this place cleaned up again before the Oktoberfest. But I'm sure Floridians know how to deal with it. And just, you know, from our point of view, Mike and I, we want everybody to stay safe.
Yeah, and we want to thank Luke from Swamphead.
Absolutely.
He's the one that didn't you give him a recipe and he brews up the beer to your recipe and now it's become kind of a big seller. Am I giving you too much credit?
Yes.
I know you're a humble man.
We told him we needed this beer and it needed to be a good one.
Yes, yeah. and we did come up with the name. We said let's name it Oktoberfest, spelled with a K. And Luke put that beer together, and he donates it all.
It's the same one he's been doing for a few years. Same recipe.
Yes.
Because it's very good.
He didn't have it before us, but
so you worked together. It was a partnership.
We worked together. We asked him, and he came to the table, and it's a wonderful beer.
Gotta love that. Local folks working together, doing good work for an excellent organization that serves these people here locally, the Ronald McDonald House. We're proud to be a part of it. And you guys, thanks for your hard work and the time that you put in for these special things. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We will see you there. Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 26th. You can go to the Ronald McDonald House, northcentralflorida.org website for more information. There's also a Facebook page, and we will definitely see you there. All right, I'll give you the latest on Hurricane Milton coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.